Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and this is GamerCast Episode 2.
Right.
First off, I've got some apologies to make. I forgot to set up the MX records on the server, so that's why all your mail bounced. So that's my fault there. But we did get some via the forums and some of our regulars on there. Tony, I think he was trying to threaten us by saying that he was going to come on a plane to England with some rolling pins.
Yeah, you try it. But no, I must admit, I was really happy with some of the response we got. I'm glad you like the show. We'll try and keep it a lot shorter this time.
Try.
I'm afraid I've still got the... I won't do it now, but I've still got a squeaky chair. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, Founder says... what does he say? He says something about something to do with... the PS3 copy...
Blu-ray.
Stops you from copying... What stops you from playing like your mate's discs or secondhand discs and stuff like that?
Sony back again. It's not nice.
I mean, I doubt it will happen. They've got a patent on technology that could allow them to do that, but I mean, come on, they would piss off so many people.
At the end of the day, you've got to keep your bread and butter happy. Customers aren't happy with it.
Secondhand games is a huge problem to the industry in that it's probably the single biggest revenue loss there is. You bring a game back to EB or Game or whatever, no money goes to the developer then, and they can sell that copy 10 times. And, they lose a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they need money, especially now, because so many are going bankrupt.
Yeah. I know from trying to get into the game industry at the moment that...
Things are tight.
Yeah, game industry
or
animation industry... you are stuck with, you go too big, you will fall. You expand too much. If you're not making anything, you've got a lot of heads, a lot of mouths to feed, a lot of people to pay. You'll easily go bankrupt. Most companies I know of in the industry are quite small, and they have to stay that way.
They have to concentrate on a single title that they know they can make money off of.
And a lot of the time, they have what's called a skeleton crew of animators, programmers, and then they freelance everyone else just for the main part of it. And when they come to the end, all those people will go off and get jobs everywhere else.
Exactly. Things are, people say, oh, they make millions of dollars, millions of pounds, blah, blah, blah. Sure, a few companies do. EA make frack loads of money. And do they do anything to help the games industry? No, they just throw out the same old crap every year. Companies can take more risks if they didn't have second-hand games and, piracy, not that that really does much anyway.
EA is expanding quite a lot because they've been eating up a lot of stuff lately. I know 2 years ago I went to London to do an interview with a head animator at CineSide, people that do all special effects for films like Alien vs. Predator, Harry Potter and Troy. And one of the guys who were doing a composite on a scene from Harry Potter, Prisoner of Azkaban, we were having a chat with him, and the next time I saw him, he was at our end of year show this year at Cardiff, and he's now working as head of art department in EA. He decided to move on to games, give it a go, but they are expanding and taking more people, and it shows that companies have the money and the resources to add more people to it. It's showing that they're trying to
EA
expand.
Deal with all the crap they put out, which people continue to buy anyway.
Like the FIFA, I can't believe they just keep going.
So take FIFA 06, what is it, Road to World Cup on the 360.
Yeah.
Every review said it's crap, it's not finished, and they've released it. That's EA for you. That's the trouble. Because companies lose so much money, they have to get EA-like. They have to become such corporate monsters that the profit motive is a single thing behind. The people who actually make FIFA, they don't want to release a game that's crap. They want to make a really good game. Mm. Because nobody wants to make something that's crap.
Fair enough. In some respects, EA now and again do make some good titles, and I must admit I did like EA.
Name one.
All right, put me on the spot. I must admit I did love EA when they didn't even call themselves EA, when they originally went by their
Electronic Arts.
Yeah, their founding name, and when it was stuff like Desert Strike and Jungle Strike and Urban.
Jungle Strike was bad.
Urban Strike, I absolutely loved Urban Strike on the Mega Drive. And so they have made some good games, but I think they're losing their focus a bit by it's that whole corporate thing. When you end up with the people that are at the top of the tree of the company are far from the gaming industry as you possibly can get, that's when the company can go sour. One bad apple and the whole tree falls down. So
yeah, PS3 discs rather than EA.
Yeah, we're mirandering again.
You know, yes, there's rumours of it. Yes, they've got a pattern on it, but I can't see it really happening. Secondhand games are something they need to stop, but you don't stop that by breaking all the discs.
Mm.
You know, you don't stop that. If your console packs up, you'd have to buy the games again because the games have been locked to the console that doesn't work. That is not the way to do things. You stop the biggest problem, which is secondhand games, by negotiating with retailers.
Mm.
You know, not by fracking over your user base.
Yeah, exactly.
Quakeaholic, he mentions PSP.
Yeah.
He says it got boring after a week.
Yeah, I must admit, the problem with the PSP is it's being looked at, I think, wrongly. A lot of people are looking at it like it's a new console. Okay, fair enough, it is a new console.
It's a PS2 repackaged.
It's a handheld console. It's looking at it in that area. People have been looking at it from the wrong point of view and can be disappointed once they've got it. Fair enough, there's a lot of people out there that are quite happy with it. I know some people that, you know, they are happy with what they bought and it does for them what they were expecting. And I think that's the thing, it depends what you're after. If you're after like the next best thing and it's amazing and all this, that and the other, you might be disappointed. But if you want something where you can just play a nice game in the pub with your mates sort of thing, or something to keep you occupied. I was quite happy with Ridge Racer and Wipeout just on the train and in the pub.
Wipeout was good, yeah.
You know, that did me. I'm not looking for anything breaking the barriers or pushing the envelopes. I just wanted gaming in my bag and be able to carry it around.
That's why the Game Boy is so successful. It's not current gen titles, but you can quickly get it out and you can quickly have a game.
Yeah, good bit of gameplay on the move. You don't want anything majorly. It's like I had the Metal Gear Solid game, and I absolutely loved it. I did get on with the whole card system, but I barely played it because whenever I used my PSP, I was away from home. I didn't have the time to get into it. You know, by the time I got into it, I was already at my destination on the train. I had to put it away.
It's like the Grand Theft Auto one on it, Liberty City Stories or whatever it is. Are you really going to play a game where you have to sit down for like a few hours on a PSP?
Mm.
No. You want a quick game you can have a quick go of, like a racing game.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. You don't want to have a storyline. You don't want to have to follow it and all that sort of stuff.
I think really the people at Sony, you want to start paying attention to the Game Boy.
The Game Boy is the handheld console.
Yeah. Look at what they're making for it. Fair enough, there are some games that do take some time, but it... You know, you want something you can play and you can pause and come back to it straight away that's really nice. None of this, you've got to wait until you get to an area where you can save sort of thing. So, but yeah, some people will be disappointed. Some people, you know, it might be perfect for you.
Hmm.
Right, Catherine has said some stuff about poor amount of GameCube as it's dying. Unfortunately, every console comes to its end, but as we all know, it's a Japanese console. When it's finally finished here, it will live on forever in Japan, like the Dreamcast.
Where crazy little collectors will collect it. And
yeah, I wouldn't be surprised that if you do not like a GameCube, you've got a hold of one. I keep the damn thing, even if you don't want it, because wait until the console goes dead and people will be paying out of their ears for a console and some of the really good titles. Fair enough, I'm never going to get rid of mine. But
there's still decent stuff coming out, like the 500 Mario games that have just been released.
Yeah, they've released Mario Baseball, which you get to have your own Mario team, a Yoshi team, a Bowser team, and swing that bat. What else? Mario Soccer is out. Someone from work has just purchased that. They're selling it now as a box set with the new Pearl White GameCube, which actually looks nice, but I can see the thing getting dirty if you don't have a clean room.
Yeah.
But no, it looks quite nice, as well as the new dance mat, Mario on a dance mat. Yeah,
scary.
Yeah, that's a scary thought, but I must admit, it's a younger generation and it's that quirky, cool Japanese feel, so...
But the thing is, the younger generation don't really give a shit about Mario.
Yeah, true.
It's just people of our generation that...
That grew up with Mario on the NES.
I'm a Sega boy, so Sonic.
Yeah,
I mean, they want, you know, what is it, Jack and Daxter?
Yeah.
What's the other one? You know, Crash Bandicoot? What the hell's that about? Some thing that nobody really gets.
Yeah, I think
you know, at least Mario is this plumber who's got weird friendship with his brother who's, you know, Italian and so on.
Yeah.
Rather than some weird-looking weird thing.
With a monkey on his shoulder.
Yeah.
But, No, I must admit, I do agree that it is dying out in certain places like Dixon's and HMV.
And even Game.
Yeah, you have to realise, at the end of the day, places like this is all about profit. Whatever
money,
can make them
money,
profit.
Money.
It's going to cost them money to get them in, so they need to make a profit. If they're not selling them, they don't want to know. It's the same with the SP. They're looking at not selling that much because of the new micro, whatever's selling, whatever kids want. If kids...
Well, kids want the DS.
Yeah, whatever's the new fad at the moment, then the kids will want it, so they know they're not going to sell anything else, and it'll all die out. I must admit, from a gamer's point of view, it's sad. It brings a tear to my eye, the whole
But then that's capitalism.
Yeah, it's all going out. I shall never get rid of my GameCube. GameCube live forever.
I won't get rid of my GameCube because I don't have one.
Never mind.
Other community stuff. Forums. Portalforums.net now have support for gamer cards. Gamer card is the weirdo thing you get with Xbox Live now with the 360, which records all the games you play, all your scores and stuff like that. So you can now integrate that into the forums. That's cool. It took me 3 hours, but I think it was worth it.
Yeah. Gamer cards are ruling. You don't even have to intentionally want to buy a 360 and you can still have a gamer card, which I do actually like, you know.
But yeah, they need to bring the concept, they need to transfer the concept over to Windows as well.
Yeah.
A Windows Live thingamajiggy. Because, you know, I play a Windows machine as well. I play Age of Empires 3, Civ 4, I've played Quake 4 a bit at the moment, and a bunch of other stuff. I want my scores for that as well.
That would be nice if Microsoft brought that
across. We want a unified across all platforms experience, and Microsoft can do that because they own both platforms.
Yeah.
So get on with it.
Get it synced in as well. Right, my little bit of news.
World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
I can read the show notes too.
World of Warcraft new expansion pack. The Burning Legion is back. If there's any World of Warcraft fans out there, you should have all noticed of the new link on the website to the new website. So it's looking good. New race out, the Blood Elves. So
what are they about?
Well, the Blood Elves are a set of elves that helped the original attack on Azeroth from the Burning Legion. I must admit, I don't know much about their history apart from what I've read on the website, but it is looking quite good. Supposedly there's an extra set of race to use, but they haven't released yet what they're going to be, as well as a new area.
The Mr. Blobby fan club.
The new Outworld area, where the new set of mounts for use only in Outland, will be flyable, so you'll be able to fly instead of running around on a horse. Imagine probably some sort of griffin or something.
Flying jellyfish.
Yeah, flying jellyfish. But yeah,
you heard it here first on the GamerCast that the new flying things in whatever game he's talking about will be jellyfish.
But yeah, it's looking good. I'm quite pleased with it. They're also expanding the cap level to level
70,
which is going to make the rest of my guild the Welsh Dragons. We rule. Make them well happy because they've all capped out to level 60, apart from me, who's still trottling along.
Level 2.
I'm actually on level 25 now. It's taking me all last night to get from 23 to 25. My eyes were killing me afterwards. But yeah, that's Worldcraft. Bit of news that's going on. And talking about news...
Gizmondo. He was going to find out something for us, and I don't know if he has or not. So have you found out?
Yes. I checked out at home. It was the Argos catalogue I saw it in. I wasn't dreaming it. It's in the really big purple one, you know, one you could beat your small brother to death with. The Gizmondo is retailing at $129.99.
Bargain.
Two games for sale as well. Colors, $29.99, and Richard Burns Rally at $29.99.
What's the Colors game about?
I don't know. I think it's some sort of puzzle game or something. It just said Colors, and it was literally the
front
color.
Descriptive.
Yeah, that's Argos for you. But yeah, it obviously it's coming out in Argos, it should be coming out in all other stores as well. I haven't checked up to see if Dixon's or anyone else has actually started selling it yet. But
Dixon's suck. Do not buy stuff at Dixon's.
The only thing you could probably buy from Dixon's...
I can't think of anything.
Maybe Curry's. You could go buy something for Curry's. What can you buy at Curry's? A Dyson Hoover, maybe a fridge.
Cheaper online.
Yeah, probably. Right. As well, news we have from Fox News.
Yeah, they published up an article. It was titled, Don't Buy the Xbox 360. I think it was Founder on the forums who actually showed it to us first. And Catherine had something to say about it as well. Bow Chicka Bow Wow. Yeah, they basically said don't buy the Xbox 360 because one, lack of games. They said it couldn't play games like The Warriors. I don't know why anyone would want to go near that game to start with. And they said, you know, it can't play 50 Cent Bulletproof. But why would anyone want to play that in the first place? It's crap. You know, they drone on about the price. The price is really good. And that's one thing that annoys me. Next generation consoles in the UK launch at £300.
Mm, it's a standard thing.
You know, the PlayStation 1, the Sega Saturn, launched at like 400 quid. You know, PS2, Xbox, 300 quid. Xbox 360, with tons of accessories, 280 quid. 280 quid, 20 quid less than what is normally. And then that's not even taking into account inflation and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, inflation would put 30 quid on the price, maybe.
Yeah. You know, it's what you have to pay this sort of money if you want the next-gen console.
That's what they cost.
Yeah, because
it's cheaper than what they normally cost.
It's next gen. It is now. It's the new technology now. You know, if you want it cheaper, wait until it's in the sale at Christmas, you know, a couple of years later. And like you were saying before, people whinging about the whole ability of buying a console and it costing you too much money and that why bother paying that much? It's going to run out and your next one's going to come along. Well, to stop that, you jump on the bandwagon at the beginning.
Exactly. People moan, oh, if I buy something now, there's something else just about to come out. If you buy something, if you buy into a generation early in the generation, the next generation's several years away.
Mm.
You know, people moan because it was like what happened last year. People bought the Game Boy Advance SP. We told them the DS is coming out in March. They didn't freaking listen. Now they're coming in moaning because something new came out. We freaking told you something new was coming out. You couldn't wait the 3 months and pay the extra, like, 20 quid for it.
Yeah. And you are going to jump on the end, you know, fair enough, people cannot pay this sort of money for technology, you know. Fair enough.
Not everyone are hardcore gamers who are willing to spend every penny they earn on games.
In that case, your best bet is to...
Don't bother playing them. Get a flipping Scrabble set and play that.
No, I'd say if you're going to jump on the end of the bandwagon, don't whinge about it. You know, if you're going to buy a console, and like, fair enough, some people have been buying Xboxes, you know, and the Xbox 360 is coming out. Fair enough. If you're going to do that, you're going to have to accept that...
There's a new one coming out.
Yeah, and in that case, hold on to your console as long as possible and wait it out until the very death of it, then jump onto the next one as it's a bit cheaper. Fair enough, it's a cheaper way to do it, but in the long run, you will lose out on a bit of money, but...
You know, the thing that just annoys me is people say, oh, Sonic News coming out. Well, of course Sonic News coming out. What are they going to do? Sell games? What are they going to do? Sell the PlayStation 1? Forget the PS2. They're not going to bother to do that because it costs them too much to develop. They're just going to continue to sell the PlayStation 1 for all eternity. And it'll be like 2 quid. You know, they're not going to make any money on that, are they?
Yeah. But fair enough, you know, if you haven't got the money to start buying the next gen, fair enough, you get a console at its end, there's a lot of games already out, you can't play more than one game at once, so you've got plenty of games to play from. You can slowly work your way through the console's history, but getting hold of the games in new mint condition, the problem with all these corporate companies that sell the damn consoles, they eventually stop selling them in stock and you can't get hold of any decent titles of old consoles.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, the price is an issue, but it's cheaper than what it normally is. Getting back on topic, that is.
Yeah.
To the Fox News thing.
Yes. We're miranding again.
It's cheap. You know, get real, it's a cheap console. The other thing they make up is lack of games. I quote, Microsoft have announced there will be 200 backwards compatible games, including Forza Motorsport and Halo 2, but only 19 launch titles for the 360. 19 launch titles? The Xbox One, which had the best lineup until, well, the 360, had 11 titles. There were two killer games, really, in that. Halo and Project Gotham. PSP launched with 5. Wipeout was good, but there wasn't really a killer title among them.
No.
PS2, same situation. It had the Ridge Racer crap and some other rubbish that came out with that.
Yeah, I think PlayStation 2 is like, I bought SSX and Tekken Tag. And, you know, I was quite happy with those for release titles, but look at it, it's like I bought two games and that lasted me a long time before I could get another one. You you can't play more than one game at once. All you've got to do when releasing a next-gen console is make sure you've got enough flavors for everyone to be happy.
Exactly. They've got a good genre coverage, and there's four decent titles on launch. Call of Duty 2, stunning.
Exactly.
Project Gotham Racing 3, stunning. Perfect Dark Zero, stunning. Cameo, stunning. Big range of genres covered there, and they're all decent titles. They're all scoring at least, 8 out of 10. You know, those are good scores.
Yeah.
And they're good games. So the fact they can say only 19 launch titles, sure, there's 19, most of them are crap. Most of them are just EA ports and, ports on the Xbox One. But those four titles are killer titles, and no console has had four killer titles at launch before.
To be honest, at the end of the day, you have to remember this sort of stuff is coming from big media in America.
Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah,
sucks.
He's probably, a few people have been saying that we're anti-Sony. I wouldn't be surprised that that guy is anti-Microsoft. Probably ran out, probably was a bit miserable because he never got any stock in the original release of the company Microsoft. But
I mean, anyone who says Bulletproof, 50 Cent's Bulletproof and Warriors are decent titles is out of their mind. They're crap.
In other words, this you've got to read between the lines. This means that the Xbox 360 is going to be good. Look at any film critic that rips the crap out of any film, and then you look at how much money they make off it. Like, for argument's sake, one that really pissed me off when I was a kid, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. They said that was the worst film ever and the amount of money it made. And that's happened so many times, and it happens with games. People rip the crap out of some games, and they're quite good.
I mean, they also say about competition in that you should wait until the other consoles come out. The other consoles come out, the 360 might drop in price.
I didn't hear anyone say that when the PS2 came out, so, that's
exactly.
Opinions there, isn't it?
And then they've gone about hidden costs about you need a high-definition TV. You don't need a high-definition TV.
It's just got the option, if you have one, you're
if you've got a high-definition TV, it will look better. Just as if you've got a 20-quid speaker, it will sound crap, and if you've got a 500-quid speaker, it will sound good. It's the same with anything, yet they make a big deal out of it and try and make that into a reason of why you should not buy it.
It's not going to be like with the N64, where you had that card slot. So like when you bought Perfect Dark on the N64, if you didn't have that card, it would look rubbish. It would look small, you wouldn't be able to play any of the games. This is not the same sort of thing. All we're saying is that the console is designed to play all the games in high definition, so if you have a high definition TV, you can take advantage of it. You're not losing out.
Yeah, they still look fantastic on a normal TV.
Exactly.
They're making mountains out of molehills. It's the same with anything. You buy a decent, you got a 500-quid normal TV, it will look better than a 100-quid normal TV. It's the same with anything. Yet they make it into a big deal. That really annoys me. They suck. Boycott anything to do with Rupert Murdoch. He's not a good influence on mankind.
No.
That's another thing. I was posting on the official forum. Someone didn't even know who Rupert Murdoch was. I was like, dude, he owns like 60% of all the media in like the whole world or something. This guy's a man. And he's probably going to get us shut down now and arrested or something.
Yeah, this may be our last episode ever.
Don't say anything bad about Rupert Murdoch.
We are now owned by Rupert Murdoch.
I wish. we could finally get paid.
Right, what's next?
What's next on the agenda? The 360 launch is, 48 hours away? 20, whatever it is, 2 days?
It is getting exciting. I must admit,
It's getting exciting. We're sitting here looking bored, and it's getting exciting.
I am looking forward to the fact that, fair enough, we're not going to be getting it here, but it's going to be out.
Well, it's only 12 days or something now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Worldwide launch, people.
Yeah, I am liking the fact that for once, Europe is not going to be the last in line to get hold of the next gen. It's nice to be in the middle for once. But it's nice to be able to see what's actually happening before we actually get our hold of our lovely 360 console. It's going to be nice to actually see the Americans get hold of it, see what it's like, to see all the gamer tags come online and actually activate.
And finally stop looking boring.
As well as, hopefully, fingers crossed, all the things that have been put onto coming soon on the Xbox.com website for all the Xbox Live stuff should hopefully start switching on, so we'll be able to look at the list of the arcade games and everything like that. So it's going to be exciting over the next 2 days.
Yep. Just going back to the scoreboards, that'd be cool, seeing everyone's scores light up. on the forums, you know, at the moment, a lot of people actually are taking advantage of the gamer card thing on the forums, but just being able to see what people are playing and stuff like that, that's cool.
Yeah,
and it's something nice. Sony can't match, because they just don't get it about a single unified online service. They're just happy with chucking a modem or a network card on the back of a console and letting some publisher like EA try and charge £500 a month to play FIFA, and then get forced into buying the new one out when it comes out, because, you know, it's EA and they suck.
Mm. It's the experience, I think, really, because I remember when I was a kid, I used to play Jedi Knight Dark Forces 2 online, and I used to play that through Microsoft Gaming Zone online. You know, they've come a long way from where they
started. From shattered, nasty-looking, you know, separate. You know, a lot of PC gamers say Xbox is crap, Xbox Live rip-off, you've got to pay £40 a year, blah, blah, blah. Xbox Live is genius.
Mm. It's bringing everyone together.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you can see who's online, no matter what game you're playing, whatever. You know, if you look on the web, you can see if they're online. On the PC, yes, you've got similar features in some games, but they're generally pretty buggy. They generally use GameSpy, which is crap, and, you know, it's not unified, so you can't see a friend playing Bejeweled on MSN Zone and someone playing, you know, FIFA 06 online or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So, we're definitely looking forward to that. Next episode, obviously the 360 will be out, and it'll be coming extremely close to...
European launch.
Yeah, so...
So we're going to be 360 hyped up Uber.
Yeah, so we apologise for those people.
Sony fanboys, we apologise that we're talking about 360 so much, but let's face it, the 360 is amazing.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, I don't even have an Xbox anymore. I've sold my Xbox and PSP ready for this launch. So, you know, I'm like a kid waiting for Christmas. So this is all I'm thinking about. My brain is thinking food, sleep, sex, 360. So
360. Bow chicka bow.
Wow. So, we apologize. We'll get back onto track on more things afterwards.
Well, we talked about Nintendo.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about Sonic Rush now.
Yeah, Sonic Rush on the DS. We've just got it in. Absolutely amazing. Any Sonic fan out there for the side-scrolling platform, do buy it. It's not just a rehash of the original style. It is an...
It's totally new. I mean, you know, it's a bit weird in that it goes between the two screens, and you can, you know, wow, where's he gone? Then you realise he's on the other screen now. But the bosses in it are really quite something new, in that they're no longer, like, two-dimensional. There's 3D elements to it, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's a nice idea. And for all you hardcore old gamers like us, a Sega Sonic game on a Nintendo console. You know, whoever would have thought
GameCube.
It would be. Yeah, you know, fair enough. Oh yeah, GameCube and it's
and the PS2 and
yeah, and everything like that. But it's just nice that Sega is still out there making games and keeping some of these old classics rocking and rolling for the younger generation that didn't get brought up with a Mega Drive to actually be able to keep these games rolling. So, no, if you do have a DS...
Pick it up, it's a good game.
Yeah, definitely. It's a definitely good game.
And make sure your little Nintendog thing runs away, because you don't want him again anymore. You've got Sonic now.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, they should release a Sonic Tamagotchi.
Yeah, look after Sonic. Well, they did have the... the GameCube one, they did have this little Chaos dude that you looked after, which was a Tamagotchi, and you could keep it on your Game Boy Advance. I had mine going for ages. I went on like this road trip with college, and I think I ended up making it turn purple or something.
Scary.
Bizarre. And I ended up crossing it with a seal and a parrot. So it had legs of a seal, and it had wings of a parrot. It's bizarre. Really
yep.
Was.
I think that's basically it, topic-wise.
Yeah, there's nothing much more to say.
I mean, comments, welcome, blah, blah, blah. We like to hear what you say, etc., etc. Feedback at gamercast.net. You can send us, you know, emails there. You can leave comments on the blog itself, gamercast.net, or you can leave stuff in the forums, portalforums.net, and there's a Gamercast sub-forum on there somewhere.
Yeah, but we do really want to hear from what you want to say. If there's anything you want to say about what we've said, or if there's anything that you caught on the internet that we may not have seen that you want us to talk about, bring it to our attention. We will blab on and then probably talk about something else.
If you're Rupert Murdoch and you want to buy us out so we say nice things about you, that can also be arranged.
Yeah, it'll pay for the 360. I can get rid of my student loan.
Way.
Right, until next week.
See you next week.
Bye.